more of us are going to ask the right questions of some of these poll and election officials, as well as ask more questions of the Secretary of State. You don't hear him talking much about these polls right now, since Hillary is leading. The rhetoric from the Hillary campaign goes a little bit back and forth depending upon which ones are coming out. And as I have indicated, I don't have a lot of confidence in a lot of these polls, because when I read the poll and they don't tell me how many were in it. See, Jared gave me one from yesterday, and he knows that I'm looking for that. And there was one in Florida. It only had 402 people in it. That's not a believable poll. And they come back with the result that Hillary is beating Trump by 9 points. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that she's got this big lead, so you don't need to concern yourself about going out and voting for Donald Trump or supporting him. No, these polls can be manipulated in several ways. They can oversample one party or the other, or they can just not have a sample big enough, or they can also put some questions in there that would skew what the results are. So I happen to think that at this particular point, they're all in the tank for Hillary. They're all trying to stop Trump. But it does illustrate that there's some rigging going on. But the more we as voters raise the questions, the less likely they're going to get away with all of that stuff.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.